In wholesaling real estate, leveraging systems equals to massive momentum. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about how to leverage systems to create massive momentum in your wholesaling real estate business. I have a quote that's coming right out of my book here. So if you don't have access to my book, again, you can have access to a free draft as I continue to develop it, or to a version that we have presently right now. I don't know where you're watching this video, but really all you want to do is go through the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. The name of the book is Empire Life Secret. Okay. So here's a quote from the book that's going to speak directly to a gentleman who is asking me questions here about what I'm about to share with you. You know, a lot of time people get into the business and they get lost, okay? They get lost. They wait and wait and wait, and then that kills the business, you know. And there's a part of the business that you have to be patient, yes, but there's also momentum. There's also a necessary part of the business that you need momentum. Now, when it comes to momentum, you can't just create momentum on your results immediately, but you can put momentum into your input of effort into the business, okay? And that's the only part you can come to. But what I want to share with you is that you need some kind of level of excitement in your business. And if it's not exciting at some level, in some aspect, if it's not exciting for you, chances are you're going to quit. Only a matter of time before you quit. So momentum is a big deal. So how do you create momentum? I believe by creating a system. A system does not mean a machine. It does not mean technology. It can be a machine. It can be a technology. But it's a set ways of doing things. That's what you refer to as a system. Like a set of rules that you follow. A set of input and output that you follow with a set of rules. That's what you call a system. Something you know you can do over and over and never get tired, even if the result is not catching up as fast yet. And that's what systems are all about. And when you leverage systems in your business, it's only a matter of time you will create momentum. But in the meanwhile, before you have momentum and result, all you've got sometimes is your momentum, your excitement around your input into the business. So the quote goes like this. I went to school and got master's in engineering management. I heard systems over and over and over again. And I got fed up. I got so fed up. I got the point. I can't run a business without a system. You've got to have a system in place that helps you to pre-qualify the prospect that call you through a process that ensures they are truly motivated if you want to put houses under contract. Okay? I mean, that's what real estate wholesaling is about. That's the first step. You got to put houses under contract, right? If you want to put houses under contract for wholesaling, often and effortlessly, okay, you want to happen all from time to time, right? You are in a sorting game. We're not in a game where you tell everybody that you can save their home from foreclosure or that you can buy their home no matter what. There's no question that you can. You can help a truly motivated seller. That's just the reality, but only if they're truly motivated, right? Again, there's no way forward if they're not motivated, right? When you believe that from the get-go, as a master marketer and prospector, it is easier to know that not everybody that comes your way will become a piece of real estate under contract for wholesaling. So if you don't have a system that helps you expose your business somehow to 3 to 5 prospects daily, you will never build a business. Well, first of all, you become needy too. And as I always say here, if you're needy, if you're approaching prospects with that needy attitude, you're going to chase them away. You're not going to get anything done in your business, right? I said daily for a particular reason. This is still part of the quote, right? If you expose your opportunity to 3 people today and wait a whole whopping week to expose to another 3, your chances of success will be dramatically reduced. Again, 3 this week, and then you have to wait a whole week to expose to another 3. There's no momentum. There's no excitement, right? You're not excited enough to think you should be having a lot more speed at exposing your business, at creating exposure for your business, creating marketing for your business, right? So he goes, I go, you will get tired with that level of momentum, okay? It's mediocrity. Hope deferred. This is a scripture verse, right? It's a scriptural verse right now. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. That's Proverbs 13:12. Think about it this way too, okay? Think about it this way too. If you go to the gym today and you don't go for the next 5 days, you're not going to get the kind of results that you're looking for. You will eventually quit. Also, at least until it's time for another New Year resolution, right? So most people, they quit until it's time for a New Year resolution. And I don't care how much weight you lift in once a week, you're not going to get the kind of result you're looking for. You need consistency. Consistency is the key to all of this. Consistency, right? As you market in your real estate wholesaling business, you want excitement in the process. If you lack momentum, you will quit. Okay? How motivated you think you are. If your result has no momentum when you're starting off, that's okay. And here's why. Okay? That's result, not input, right? That's the part of your real estate wholesaling business you cannot control. Because again, you're just starting off if you're brand new, right? In your business, you have the input and you have the output. In any given business, you have the input, you have the output. The result is your output. You can, however, control your level of input in your business. This is a long quote, I know, but it was just that important, right? There are multiple ways that you can categorize input in your business. One of my favorite ways to categorize it is into time and money input, right? You're either investing money or time into your real estate wholesaling business at any point in time. If your results are lacking momentum, turn it up on the input end. That's all you can control after all, right? So leveraging systems is as important as daily and consistent exposure. Don't worry. By the time you finish reading my book 10 to 15 times, okay? This book I'm giving you for free. I suggest reading it 10 to 15 times, okay? This needs to be a part of you. You will be well equipped. By the time you're done reading, you'll be well equipped with the knowledge you need to expose your business leveraging systems for massive momentum even while you are sleeping. As I said earlier, when you lead with free, consistent, and valuable information, it positions you as an expert. Your prospects will be excited when you capture their information, and then you will get picky and see if they match the quality of motivated sellers and or clients that you want your business to be serving. It's your choice. Not everybody will be qualified to be served by you. Not everybody is going to be ready or hungry enough for success. Okay? Not everyone will be able to go through the process that's necessary to get good results from the solution you would be offering, that you're offering, right? Not everyone is a motivated seller, and that's okay. Massive exposure and systems will result in massive momentum. As you will be spending your time with motivated sellers only. It's a long quote, but I feel like I needed to complete that whole thought, okay? And if you want that, it's in my book. The book, again, is on the screen. But again, this was in response to a question that came in. So I'm going to try to address that question right now. Hi, Ola. I'm so glad I stumbled across your videos. I am getting ready to cut my losses, okay? Hi, I'm getting ready to cut my losses. I spent a couple of tens of dollars, about 13 tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars about 13 months ago on wholesaling real estate 2-day seminar. Okay, yeah, they're typically about 2 days, right? I was sold completely on the idea of making $20,000 per deal. I was hoping that this will help me pay off my student loans and create a better lifestyle. Now I am appreciating the lifestyle I have already, as this is getting a bit stressful for me. And that's the thing, you know, you want a better life, but then you start getting into how much work it needs, that you're going to need to really create what you're looking for. And then you're like, Maybe I had it good before. We all go through that, you know. And I'm gonna encourage you, no, you didn't have it good before. It can be a lot better. So no matter what stress you're going through right now with regards to building your business, I want you to understand that that's how sweet it's gonna be once you figure this whole thing out, okay? So I want you to pay attention to focus and don't quit on yourself, okay? Don't quit on yourself, all right? So now I'm appreciating life. He says, now I'm appreciating life I have already, as this is getting a bit stressful for me. There's a new guru every week that I go to. At the event that I go to, there's a new guru every week at the event that I go to. When I go to, sorry, there's a new guru every week that I go when I go to these meetups trying to sell another program. Okay? Trying to sell another program. Honestly, I'm still in because I closed two deals. See, congratulations. So you're not really having it that bad. I know 13 months, but still, you're not have if you've closed two deals already, a lot of time it just means you have to go back step and figure out what you did and see if you can focus on one or two out of 10 different activities that really produce that result and then become really good at it. Sometimes that's just what it takes, okay? So it says, honestly, I'm still in because I've closed two deals in this time period in partnership with other local wholesalers. I only made $3,000 each. That is not bad. I know it's been 13 months, but you have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient with yourself because, again, things will accelerate at some point. Again, here's a quick tip for you. Find out what you really enjoy doing in that process of making that $3,000 and focus on it. Sometimes it's going to be worth it, even if that little thing you focus on is bringing $1,000 cash flow on a daily basis. Well, how would it feel if you can make $1,000 per deal, per day, right? Pretty good, right? So he says, I can't live on $6,000 in 13 months. Well, you can because again, this is a side gig for now. That hopefully will become a full time, okay? So you gotta look at it the right way. Your perspective is everything here. I can't live on $6,000 in 13 months. So I'm not sure if this is worth it. I need things to move a little faster for moving forward to make sense to me. For moving forward to make sense to me. Any advice from you will help. Thanks. All right, yeah. In 13 months, I think you're not patient, okay? Do we have people that have created a lot more success in a shorter period of time? Yes, but again, you cannot afford to be measuring yourself against other people. The most important thing right now is that you should be happy and you should congratulate yourself for closing two deals already in 13 months. I know way too many people in this business that they've been around for 24 months, 36 months, and have not closed one single deal. So that's actually a good news that you've closed a single deal. Now, if you're worried about moving on and then getting momentum, I already explained that to you earlier. Really, what you need to create momentum is you need a system in place, okay? You need a system to create momentum. You need to understand that results will not show momentum until after you've consistently have inputs going into your business. Inputs. The input could be time, it could be money, and it could be anything in between. It could be tools. There are a few things you may need, right? And you need to figure out how you created those two deals and focus your energy in that part of the activity that you really enjoy, that you feel as being much more productive. Maybe you send out letters, maybe you created some content, maybe you were talking to people, whatever that is. Find ways to see you can leverage focusing on it even more, okay? But more importantly, once you figure that thing out, you want to create a system out of it. For me, my real estate wholesale business has a system of input, output, right? Motivated sellers come in and then the property goes out to the other end by building a list of buyers, which is something I cover extensively in my book, which is olatalks.com/mastermind, or you could just go to EmpireLifestyleSecrets.com. All right, so that's something I want you to pay attention to. Systems, massive system exposure. You need people. You need people to be discovering you, your brand, your product, your offers on a regular daily basis. I also cover that in details. You need to be creating exposure to the 3 to 5 quality people every single day, and then eventually momentum will catch fire in your business. Does that make sense? So that's my advice for you. Number one, you need to think about systems. Watch this video again. When it comes to systems that I use online, specifically, I have a video called the 3 C's of real estate wholesaling. You can Google it. You can Google 3 C's of real estate wholesaling. All I talk about, you Google it, it comes right up. Or you can Google the 3 P's of real estate wholesaling. Okay, I explain these things in details of how I do this online in those videos. So you can go ahead and watch that. But it's really all about creating a system that works for you, and then sticking to your guns. Because in the beginning it may seem tough, but that momentum, the consistency will create momentum that will turn to momentum and massive momentum and results for you eventually. So that's what it's about, and that's what I have for you on this episode. Please click share, like, comment below your question, your thoughts, let me know. Subscribe to this channel and click the bell right next to the subscribe button to make sure you're getting notifications when I release a new video. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.